Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
So have you ever heard the song by the band The Bare Naked Ladies called If I Had $1 Million, where he says he'll buy you a new green dress or a monkey or all those kind of crazy things? It's awesome. If you haven't, just Google it. It's great. So my question for you is, have you ever made $1 million? The answer to that question, believe it or not, is probably yes. Chances are, over the course of the last 10 to 20 years, if you add up all the money that you've made in your business, or whether you're working for somebody, you've made $1 million. If you make $50,000 a year, over the course of 20 years, you've made $1 million. And making $1 million is a goal that a lot of people have. I want to make $1 million. I want to get to $1 million business. Well, it's all about a mindset, and that's what we're going to talk about today, is the $1 million mindset and some things that hold us back from making that $1 million. So let's think about it this way. If you earned $100 a day every single day of the year, you would make $36,500. Most people would be happy with that, right? If you worked 10 hours a day and sold each of those for $100 per hour, you would make $365,000 in a year. If you work 5 hours a day at $50 per hour, you'd make $91,250. There's a concept in business where we want to make $1,000 a day. Okay, that's $365,000. Dennis Becker, who's a guy that talks about that, says it's not that hard. And it really isn't when you get into the right mindset. Now let's look at that $1 million mindset. In order to make $1 million, you have to make $2,777 a day. That's it. A lot of people are going, that's it? That's $83,333.33 a month. Sounds like a lot of money. And some of you are going, but Brian, you're assuming I'm going to work 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And the answer to that question is you don't have to work 7 days a week, but you have to earn 7 days a week. And it's all about limiting beliefs. You have a mindset that says, I've only got X amount of hours a week, and this is all I can do. And we all have limiting beliefs, but what I want to do is break down the top five limiting beliefs and how you can get over that mindset to that $1 million mindset. Number one, I only have 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. Yeah, maybe. But you're limiting your mindset to say that I have limited amount of time to sell. What if you're selling products? Then you have to sell X amount of products. The thing I'm trying to get you to look at is you need to blend selling time with selling something else, a product or a repetitive service or something along that lines. If you just sell products by adding services to your product line, you increase your ability to grow your income. If you're just selling time, then adding products to the mix. So what you're doing is you're trying to find a way to grow your business by selling time and stuff. That's it. That's how you get beyond that 5 day a week, 8 hour day barrier. Limiting belief number two. I have to do all of this stuff myself. That mindset holds a lot of people back. Let me tell you how I do it and how other people have done it. I have 5 virtual assistants. I have one that manages my radio show, one that proofreads and posts my blog, one that writes content for me, one that does my email newsletter for me every single week, and one that transcribes all of my podcasts. If I had to do all that stuff, it would take me about 30 hours a month. But by hiring 5 additional people as virtual assistants, saves me between 20 to 30 hours a month. opening me up to be more productive to do other things. The combination of doing these podcasts and my blog literally takes me 4 hours a week or 16 hours a month. All the rest of the time, I can be focusing on things that are going to grow my business and make me money. The other thing is sometimes people can actually grow your business by adding value. Matt Basak, who's been on the show a couple of times, used Michael Haig, who was also on the show, to consult about story writing for emails for his business. Michael helped Matt make over an additional $1 million in a year. Over that. Because he hired the right person to do work for him that helped him expand his business. Limiting belief number 3. I'll lose customers if I raise my rates. Yeah, it's probably true. But you're going to gain new customers that will pay you more. In the world that I work in doing websites, there are a lot of people doing it for $50, $40, $20, even $10 an hour. And if I go head-to-head with those people, I'd die. My business would not survive. What I have to do is look at what I bring to the table that makes it worth the numbers that I charge. And I was actually able to raise my rates by 250%. The quality of the clients that I got were better. I had to work less to get the same amount done. And I ended up making more money. I found better clients by raising my rates, not playing that game of, oh, if he's going to charge 15, I'm going to charge 10. That's a losing battle. So think about, can you get better quality clients if you raise your rates? Limiting belief number 4. I don't have the right training or experience to charge more money. Well, maybe that's true. Then here's the deal. Invest in yourself. Go to school or get a coach. Coaches have helped me change my mindset. They've helped me create new products. They've helped me to develop this podcast. I've paid people to help me expand what I could do for others. By learning from them and their experience, I now have the experience to help my clients in a much better and faster way. And finally, the 5th and most devastating of all the limiting mindsets. I don't deserve this. You're right. You don't deserve it. But you will once you learn how to change that mindset. It's not about imagining yourself with $1 million. It's about figuring out how you and your business and your products and services can offer so much value and return on investment that your customers cannot wait to purchase with you, work with you, and sing your praises to other people. You need to be in the sense that I deserve to be successful. And the way I deserve to be successful is to make other people successful. I've heard it said many, many times, if you make other people incredibly successful, you'll never have to worry about customers because the money will come to you. So you have to get into the mindset of, I deserve this. I can provide enough value that people are willing to pay me for my time, my knowledge, my product, whatever it is. And then you have to figure out the plan. The plan is how do you make $1,000 a day? My plan is a mix of a bunch of different things. I sell books. I have courses. I give speeches. I sell my time. I do a whole bunch of things that if you add them all up, multiple streams of income, it won't be so hard to get to that $1,000 a day, 7 days a week. Next up, that $2,777 a day, coming soon. So it's your job to sit and look at your books. I'm constantly looking at my income statements and my balance sheets and things like that, but it's more about looking at the 6 inches between your ears and getting yourself in the mindset that if I believe it, I can achieve it, I can do it. Hope this helps.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.